Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is campaigning in the swing state of Michigan today. President Trump will be there tomorrow.
But today, more reminders that outside events can overtake any campaign speeches that might be going on. The U.S. commander in the Middle East announced the withdrawal of 1,200 of the 5,200 American troops in Iraq. And the Attorney General Bill Barr is defending the Justice Department taking over a defamation lawsuit against President Trump. Lots to talk about with Carol Lenig, political investigative reporter with The Washington Post. Let's start with the Department of Justice, which is taking over that defamation lawsuit brought by a woman who says President Trump sexually assaulted her in the 1990s. This is E. Jean Carroll, who first made that allegation publicly last year. Why is the Justice Department stepping in now, and how unusual is this?
It's really unprecedented, actually, Jeremy. What's so strange about it is you've never seen a Justice Department insert itself in the middle of a case and say, now we have to represent the president because he took steps as a president to deny this case. And so now it falls on the Justice Department's shoulders. Critics of President Trump and critics of Attorney General Barr say that this is yet another way in which the president's administration is breaking all norms and basically using the Justice Department as his law firm and bending it to his political will. It doesn't seem like he has to bend it very hard since the Justice Department willingly entered in this case. The important thing about it, though, Jeremy, is it delays something that was on the cusp of happening, and that was that the president very likely would have had to sit for a deposition, possibly before the election. And he was being asked to provide a DNA sample to see if it matched a DNA sample on the dress of Ms. Carroll, who claims that Donald Trump, not president at the time, raped her in a upscale department store in New York in the 90s.
Which makes it even look even more like the Justice Department is acting on behalf of President Trump and even the Trump campaign to get that out of the news in the next couple of months. What about another big story we're watching today, the troop drawdown in Iraq? This is something the president had talked about, but it's happening now as he's come under great criticism because of his reported remarks about the military, calling fallen U.S. soldiers losers and suckers. Is this an accelerated timeline for this withdrawal announcement?
You know, it's sort of humorous about it, and of course, war is not funny, but what is ironic about all this, Jeremy, is when he was campaigning for president, so 2016, he said that his number one priority right after, quote-unquote, making America great again was ending endless wars, ending the wars that President Bush and President Obama had left the United States in, and helping military families sort of put that behind them and bring our troops home, as many as they possibly could, while keeping the U.S. interests secure in those regions. That's what he said in 2016. But lo and behold, he hasn't really taken a lot of steps to do that until what we are now in September 2020, right before the election, you know, less than 8 weeks away.
Meanwhile, former Vice President Joe Biden is campaigning in Michigan today. Here he was earlier this week at a virtual event for the AFL-CIO on Labor Day.
President Trump keeps talking about how great this economy is, how great the stock market is. Well, no, the reason he didn't have the guts to take on COVID and throw up the white flag, he was worried if he started talking about saving people's lives, the stock market may fall. Well, we know it's been great for his rich friends, but it hadn't been so great for the rest of us.
Carol, what's your sense of what Biden's strategy is right now? We see Trump, you know, trying to focus on law and order. What is Biden trying to do in this beginning of the final stretch of the campaign?
He's trying to make this fairly dramatic delineation between the two candidates. One was focused on papering over a problem, keeping the stock market from being spooked. And that is factual. I mean, President Trump did not deny that the coronavirus was serious in February and March, in part because of advice from his son-in-law that it might spook the market. And in Biden's case, he's trying to emphasize what he cares about is lives. And 186,000 Americans have died in part because our administration and our government did not wrestle with the ability to control the virus's spread in those early weeks and months when it was both critical and possible. In our huge country, it no longer was possible to control the spread after a few weeks of unbridled transmission from place to place.
I want to ask you just one more thing, and it does involve the virus and the economic effects. Just briefly, the Republicans have unveiled this so-called skinny stimulus bill. Does it look likely to you that there will be a deal on more money for people who are struggling before the election?
You know, as a journalist, we try not to speculate too far in the future and speculate generally. Right now, the signs are not very good that that's going to happen. That could change. But at the moment, based on some of the things McConnell has said, it does not look very favorable.
That is Carol Lenig, a political investigative reporter for The Washington Post. Carol, thank you so much, as always.
My pleasure.